Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
We've got one of these.
The auto sock. I got it right here in my hand. Oh, it feels so soft. It's cloth, just like the socks I'm wearing right now on my feet. Quality. Do you buy a good pair of socks for your feet? Oh, you think it's just all in the amount of shoes you put on your feet, huh? Kind of like the shoes you wear, folks, are no different than the tires you put on your car. Spend the money for a good pair of socks. You need the auto sock for your car tires, though. This time of year, and it's the product of the month here at Auto World this month. Auto sock. Textiles-type material that's easy to slip over your tire. It's just like a sock. Off you go in the nice, icy, snowy, wintry weather. And you folks are listening in Texas and Arizona and southern part of our United States, as we are coast to coast. Do you have sand? Does it rain a lot? Yes, I know it does. I know you're nodding your head. Yes, it does rain a little bit more. How many cars out there do you think are leaking a little bit of oil, antifreeze, transmission fluid, even brake fluid? Yeah, there's cars out there leaking brake fluid. All these fluids cause that asphalt, when the rain comes down, it turns into a greasy, oh yeah, a greasy, slimy racetrack. Auto sock. Today on Auto World, we're going to not only take your calls, emails, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com is my email, not only right now as we are live in the Auto World Plaza, but also through the week. 855-660-4261 is my phone number, has been since 1992, hasn't changed. Dashboard Daniel sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. Say hi to Daniel for me, Dashboard Daniel. At 855-660-4261. Today here on Auto World, well, I've got one thing. U.S. firm, a United States firm, unveils a hydrogen battery hybrid car. We're going to talk about it. It has the largest, highest range of any of the automobiles on the planet today. Period. We'll get to that. Rendering? What's we call it? Rendering? Yes. What is rendering? What a word. Rendering. I could almost do a song out of that. Get a hold of Garth Brooks, maybe, and do a rendering song. No, automobile rendering. What is it? You're going to find out. Head over to our Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address. Auto World Radio Facebook page and also Instagram. The address? Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. Happens all the time, rendering in the auto industry. But we're going to I shared with you a photo of one, of an automobile. We'll get to that. Trivia throughout the whole entire hour. Your emails are coming out of the email bag. We got in the house. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house. He's going to tell me when he sounds the Ugo horn, we'll go into the email bag. And, of course, at the end of this hour, we have a word with Mark. So let's get right to it. First of its kind, right off the top. United States firm unveils a hydrogen battery hybrid car, folks. Revo Zero. Now accepting, that's the company, Revo Zero, now accepting pre-orders, but gives no hints as to where or when the vehicle will be manufactured. It's a U.S. startup company is now taking its pre-orders for a plug-in hybrid passenger vehicle that runs using both hydrogen fuel cell and a battery, which they are claiming that the range, sit down please, sit down, sit, six rows here in the Auto World Plaza, everybody, why are you standing up? Sit down, relax. This thing, well, Revo Zero's automobile, to plug in hydrogen, hybrid, fuel cell car, They're claiming it's going to have 700-mile range. Virginia-based RevoZero's Model Energy, that's right, they're calling it Model Energy, uses a battery as the primary power source, with the hydrogen fuel cell kicking into power the vehicle down the road, and therefore extending its range because of hydrogen. This allows the vehicle to keep the battery charged while driving, RevoVio says, on its promotional material, of course, the literature you're going to get when you do your pre-order. Effectively, it is like having an onboard charger that runs when the car is running, allowing for a range of 700 miles. Plug-in hybrids available on the market today usually use a fossil fuel-powered internal combustion engine, folks, an ICE engine, to back up the onboard battery. But RevoZero's first-of-its-kind PVC technology uses hydrogen instead of integrated unit containing the fuel cell. Now, made of United States specialists and battery company Nuvor, I probably just butchered their name, Nuvor. Refueling with hydrogen can take as little as 7 minutes, the company claims. But however, critics out there have argued that the H2 is, well, inefficient and expensive for use in passenger cars. The critics are saying this throughout the country. Most analysts have focused on vehicles powered solely by H2 and fuel cells or internal combustion engines. Hydrogen Insight, though, found recently that it is 14 times more expensive to drive a vehicle powered solely by hydrogen than a Tesla in California. They are scarce, hydrogen. Now, you can do a pre-order. RevoZero, R-E-V-O, RevoZero, is the company, is now taking fully refundable $500 deposits on the limited run of the Model Energy vehicles. Now, again, they have not yet said, though, where, in fact, it's going to be available and or where they're going to be made. They're in Virginia. And or the final date will be determined. And when I get more of that, I will let you know. But pre-order, $500. Looks like you can get yourself on the list to own a hydrogen hybrid automobile, folks. Is it coming? Now, again, give you an idea. Look, I did not share with you a picture of this on our website and or Facebook or in the social media here at Auto World, but I'll do it with words here right now. The Model Energy bears a marked resemblance to the Jaguar Range Rover, if you want to kind of get an idea what it looks like. So, with that, that company also was launched back in 2021, RevoZero was. They positioned themselves as a technology company. They are a producer of hydrogen and refueling infrastructures for automobiles. They're a developer of zero emissions, ZEVs. Period. They're going on into 2024 to produce hydrogen and hydrogen refueling stations throughout our country. So again, they are going to offer you a $500 pre-order price, but they also state that they're going to refund that to you in case you decide to go with somebody else. EV, internal combustion engine, maybe a propane-burning automobile, maybe a diesel. You know, diesels are kind of slipping, aren't they, a little bit? It seems like diesels, the only place you see diesels, it seems like, anymore, is, of course, in the big old boy Ford trucks, Ram trucks, Chevy trucks. And boy, are they quiet, and boy, do they pull the skin right off a camp trailer. Or your snowmobile nose clip. Coming back, we're going to talk about the rendering. What car is that? And I have a company, folks, here on Auto World that this is not really good. This is scary. This company says they're done with car shows. No. 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 We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
on the road again, make sure the lug nuts are tight. There, okay. Oh, I missed one? Okay, thanks, Eddie. Two of them. Okay, thanks. Okay, good, good, good. I got to make sure the lug nuts are tight here on the Auto World car. Welcome back in to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. Rendering. What is it? It's not email. It's rendering's rendering. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's get to the email bag. Eddie, thanks for throwing the email bag over to me. Hit me right on the side of the head. That's all right. I'll get one here. There's one. See, during the breaks, folks, Eddie, the engine emailer here, he's got to undo and iron out with his iron all the emails I just crumpled up. Keeps him busy. Got one here I can read. Ooh, awesome. Up in Seattle area. Perfect. Awesome. Love it. Love it. Again, folks, 911 if you have a problem, you need it fixed now. I do not charge any consulting fees or anything throughout the week, too, by the way, not only right here. Never ask for any cards or anything. There's no cost. ASC Certified Master Technician, 48 years now. And with that, if you have a problem with the tire shop or repair shop, or you don't even understand the mechanical organ jargon they're talking to you about and the words and how you don't understand the price, just email me. And let's get together. I'll do the talking for you at the shop. And the shop, thanks to all of you, the shops that are listening right now. See, I turn them into, we're friends. We're all friends. And I'm like the tool that we all bring out every week to kind of iron out all the not only the negotiations, because I try to save you money, period, with parts prices to labor prices and all, like an insurance adjuster would, but for your repair side, tire-wise and et cetera. So don't ever forget, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let's do it. Ralph here in Seattle says, hi, Mark. Good New Year to you. Thank you, Ralph. Good New Year to you and your family. Appreciate it. He says, I've been tuning in since day one with you. Wow. Thanks, Ralph. Thanks for everything you do. I need some help. Oh, absolutely, Ralph. Appreciate you tuning in. Day one, that's a long time ago. We all have snow on the roof now, don't we? He says, I need some help on finding a coolant leak. My burp bottle is down every third day, but no leaks are obvious on the ground. What's a guy to do? Thanks in advance. Ralph, out of Seattle area on KBDB. Ralph, thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm proud to have snow on my roof, Ralph. Woohoo! Yes. Gives me more knowledge. Let's do a little shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate up there in the Seattle area, and that would be KBDB Twilight. Thank you. Dashboard Daniel, yes, KBDB FM 96.7, Twilight 96.7. Right there in Forks, La Push, Nebe, Washington, right there in the Seattle area where Ralph is, west of Seattle. It's good to have you folks along. And also, Victoria, British Columbia, I want to say do a little shout out to them. You folks over there, beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, beautiful area. I've been there here not too long ago with the wife. And KBDB goes over there because, how do I know that? Because I've been getting emails from you folks. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. And I know that Pamela Anderson is actually from Victoria, British Columbia. She's probably listening. Hi there, Pam. Anyway, good to have you along. Ralph, coolant leak. See, you're one of the cars that's dripping coolant on that greasy racetrack out there. I'm telling you, we all drip a little bit of something, folks. Slick asphalt roads, yes. Well, Ralph, a couple things you need to do. I know, you probably heard about the word dye. A shop could put dye in it. You can put dye in it, too. The dye does not hurt a water pump or thermostat or any of that. Dye, then, is designed to leak out, be very fluorescent, may I say, because we have a special light. Ralph, you probably don't have that light. Shops do have that light. If they don't have the light, you need to ask them, hey, your independent repair shop, Ralph. Do you have that light that you put the dye in and have that fluorescent light that you point and shoot underneath my hood on my hoses and my water pump and my radiator and my, you know, everywhere there's coolant, heater hoses that go in the back, Ralph, they're on the heater core. If they don't have the light, don't go there. Go somewhere else. But, yes, that's one way of checking for a coolant fluent leak. Another way is we do have a pump up. We take the radiator cap off and we pump up that coolant system. If you have a radiator cap, some of the newer cars, you didn't tell me what year, make, and model it is. And if you would, email me back and let me know, Ralph. Why does it matter what year, make, and model when we ask, or the dealer asks you, or the parts person asks you? Because, Ralph, I tell you right now that one thing about it is your year, make, and model. I've been around doing it 48 years, and I can tell you a whole bunch of basically makes and models, Ralph, that have a problem. They've been in the shop many, many times for the same thing. And with that, if you told me the year, make, and model, I could say, look at that. You could have an Audi Q5 with a plastic composite plastic thermostat housing underneath the intake manifold that no one can see, but it's going to be cracked and it's leaking. See how that works? So it always helps when we know what year, make, and model we're working on. So you have a radiator cap. We went through the dye, the fluorescent light. Also, Ralph, we have the pressure. We can pump pressure, handheld pressure, with a special tool that mounts onto your radiator. We pump it up, puts more pressure in there. A little bit more than 6.5. We can go all the way up until the point where I can blow the hoses right off of that bad boy if I want. What that does is when it's parked, not running, up on the lift, we put the pressure up in there at about 8.5 pounds, Ralph. We get it up on the lift. We look under there, and guess what that does? That pushes that coolant out of the area that it's leaking in. But that's another way of doing it. But the best way is just using the naked eyeball. That's right. Put it up on the lift. And the nose, the senses, the eyeballs and the nose. I can smell antifreeze a mile away. I don't know how I do know how I got that talent there with that. I was burned by a car, and after the burn, I had a better sniffer on my face. So I can smell antifreeze. You want to smell antifreeze, Ralph? And do you smell antifreeze inside the cabin? Turn the heater on. And if the heater's on, you could have a leaky heater core leaking antifreeze inside that plastic box that's underneath the glove box that you just cleaned out for me. And so if you smell antifreeze on the inside, then you got a heater core leaking. If you don't smell it, then the heater core's fine. Can't see it, I guarantee it, because it's buried in the plastic box, but you can smell it. Just a couple ways of finding it. But naked eye, look up in there, look for that antifreeze coolant leaking out. And get her fixed. Follow up, Ralph. Let's do a follow up. I got a little gift bag for you, Ralph, right there. Listen to us on KBDB 96.7 FM. Send me an address and I'll send you out a gift basket up there to Seattle. Thanks, Ralph. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update. This Sunday, let it snow. The Northeast getting its first snow of the season. Hagerstown, Maryland, parts of New Jersey, and farther north in Boston all getting hit. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain and snow to New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get at least 6 inches of snow.
In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin turns out was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cup of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled, his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, "Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon." Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake. The pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And it says it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know. Sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and skim off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town. Bashed in at the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Safety's everything, isn't it? Brakes. Good tires to stop. You know, a lot of us think that we need a lot of traction and good tread in order to get going. But, hey, we need tread to stop. so it doesn't feel like a plum. A little Auto World trivia for you. That, in fact, you are all using this right now. Well, not maybe not right now, unless you're listening to me in an automobile, but heaters. Yeah, back in 1926, car heaters that used the heat obtained from the engine's cooling system first appear in the United States. That was back in 1926. Foot warmers, though similar operated, were found on pre-1900 cars. Pre-1900, you know, that there were pretty much zero options in automobiles. It was options for the body. The goggles, the hat, the foot warmers, etc. Things have changed. Okay, let's get to the list. Let's go up the list. We have Dougie, the five-stick Delahaye drummer. He's ready. He's got his drum set ready. Let's go up the list of the top 25 selling vehicles of 2023. We stopped at number 7, which was the GMC Sierra pickup. Number 6 is the Honda CR-V. They sold 361,457 units, folks. Pen and paper out, folks. Write it down. Number 6, Honda CR-V. We're going up the list. Find out what is the best-selling automobile. And that tells you what your friend, your neighbor, and your relatives, and, of course, maybe even your enemy. Okay, number 5, the Tesla Model Y made it. They sold estimated 385,900 units. Number 4 on the list was the Toyota RAV4. 434,943 units sold. Now going up the list to number 3 slot. Which one do you think it is? It was the number 3 slot goes to the Ram pickup. They sold 444,926 units in 2023. Number 2 slot, get ready, Dougie. Number 2 slot goes to, for the top 25 selling vehicles of 2023, number 2 slot goes to the Chevrolet Silverado. They sold 543,319 units. That would be roughly at an average of $50,000 per truck, which you know that's going to be a lot more than that. Are they hitting about $16 million just for that one vehicle? Yes, they are. Full-size pickup truck, Silverado. Now, these sales include both the light-duty 1500 model and the heavy-duty lineup. The HD trucks were roughly flat for the year. The HDs, heavy duty, is what that stands for. Dougie, the five-stick Delahaye drummer, get ready. The number one slot for the top 25 selling vehicles of 2023, drumroll. Yes, he even had the rest of the band come in. Fantastic. The number one slot goes to, I know you're saying it, spit it out. It's the Ford F-Series pick-em-up truck. Yes, the Ford F-Series in 2023 is the number one top-selling vehicle of 2023. How many did they sell to run over $22 million? Ooh, that's some money. They sold 750,789. That's 750,789 units. Where's my calculator? My calculator seems like it's on fire. That's some cash. Wow. It was a good year for Ford in that F-150. They beat, it's up 15% increase over 2022 results. Wow. Now, one thing I want to add, that's positive, of course, but on the other side of the electric side of the fence, the electric F-150 Lightning, they aren't doing so well anymore. They've cut production. They're slowing that side of it up. They're not selling as hot as they thought they were going to be selling them. You all like the F-150 Ice. Four-door, short bed, and long bed F-Series truck. Congratulations, Ford, being the number one top seller for 2023. Chevrolet Silverado came in second. The trucks, folks, you like them. There's proof. So you folks that are, well, third slot goes to the Ram pickup. So what's the difference between third slot, roughly 445,000 units to the number one slot of 750,789. Whew, that's, 300,000 vehicles, trucks, that is. But with that, it looks like you folks that have the cars might need to just say bye-bye to the car and let's get you in a pick-em-up truck. Wow. With that, though, in order to get something to look good that you and I like, there has to be renderings. Now we're going to the segment we like to call renderings. Renderings. Happens all the time in the automotive industry. If you head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans is the address, my name, you'll see a picture of a little brown car there. And this is going to be actually quite exciting for you that have this type of car. What is that car? That is a picture, also Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram is Auto World Media. That's a rendering, folks, of a 2024 Cadillac Eldorado. That's right. The brand's awesome coupe model, the cool and comfortable coupe that lost out in declining sales. Why? Because of SUVs. Big, sleek coupes with V8 engines. That was a front-wheel drive V8 that rock and rolled. I did quite a few engines on those because they blew the head gasket in the back. Anyway, you got them fixed. That's right. Economy? No. Emissions? No. Of course not. It was a big, huge V8 under the hood of that Eldorado, front-wheel drive, the weighty old Eldorado. Well, this is the exclusive Cadillac Eldorado rendering that you'll see on my Facebook page. It's back in changed ways, though. Yes, they're thinking about bringing it back as a, well, little bit of a 90s coupe SUV. What? Well, it's going to look about pretty much the same as you see in that photo. But the DNA behind it? Oh, it's the Eldorado. So, you folks that have the Cadillac Eldorados of the 90s, you might hang on to them. The value's going to go north! North! Hello, Alaska.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ice cream in cars, coffee in cars, brew and boys' toys in cars. What? Yeah, car shows. I know it's not the season for car shows, but it is now. Because there's some news on the horizon here that's not too good. What is it? It's all about the car shows. Some sad news came out here this last week that it's official. Dodge, folks. You know the Ram? Yeah. Dodge, Jeep, and Ram are done with American auto shows. Auto shows across the United States and Canada are about to get a little more emptier, folks, and boring, too. Stellantis confirmed it this last week. It's officially pulling out of auto shows in North America. It's a sad, sad week to hear this. Citing a challenging automotive market to the Automotive News Canada. That's what they put in the paper up there in Canada. The automaker will be absent from the same demonstrations that have helped its nearly dozen car and truck brands connect with customers. Brands like Chrysler and Dodge and Jeep and Ram have enjoyed great success over the years. I've been to quite a few of the car shows. Well, it's partly because of the nobody there. Yep. You know, it was great success. We've enjoyed a lot of great success over the years, partly because of the larger-than-life displays at auto shows. I remember in Germany, of course, one I do remember that Nissan brought in the Messe there. They brought in 40 tons of River Rock to display one model. The Nissan Pathfinder. 40 tons of rock. These manufacturers spent the money like money was not an object on automobile car shows to outdo the competition in the car show, in that building. They had interactive activities. Some of Stellantis' smaller brands like Fiat and Alfa Romeo also benefited from additional exposure to the customers who wouldn't otherwise visit the dealerships in these car shows. Displays like Camp Jeep were always big hits at the shows. All of us, the attendees, the media, you could choose a ride or even drive Jeep vehicles through mock-off road obstacle courses. That was fun, wasn't it? Of course, of varying difficulties, But they didn't care if you rolled it. They were made sure that we were all safe. Dodge offered similar experiences too, of course, allowing families to ride in Hemi-powered muscle cars as they launched off the makeshift drag strips. Yeah, the drifting in SEMA and the Las Vegas. The drifting. But the focus on preserving the business fundamentals to migrate the impact of the challenging automotive market in North America. Stellantis is working to a different marketing strategy as it relates to auto shows. No more auto shows for them. It was a huge surprise. We've got a lot of car shows out there, of course, in Detroit and Los Angeles, and of course, as I stated, in Germany, and many more auto shows that, again, Stellantis says no more car shows. Stellantis is the owner of the Dodge, the Jeep, and the Ram, of course. They're done with American auto shows. Sad week to hear that, see that, and read that, and have that come into our life, but it is here. Good, bad, or otherwise, I know a lot of you keep in touch with me throughout the years, and I have sent quite a few of the pictures out, of course, through the internet to a lot of you that are charter members of the Auto World family, and I've shared a lot of that with you. It's actually, in my opinion, it's actually helped me in my career on media and on radio, because when I get to see something that I can share with you that you won't have the time in your life or to be able to go to those type of auto shows to see those 40 tons of rock. And, of course, it's taught me how to display my own automobiles correctly in the auto show to make a wow factor. It's not about the display, but the display highlights the automobile, which is the star of the show. I don't know. I hope they change their mind. But at this point, we won't see any more Stellantis brands at the car shows. I guess that square footage will be taken up by somebody else. Now, that somebody else could be this brand. Before the garage door goes down on this hour, I have the winner of the 2024. Yes, already, the 2024 NAUV of the year. Who is it? It's the all-electric Kia EV9. The Kia EV9, folks, wins the 2024 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. That's what that NAUV stands for. The North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. Kia does it totally. The all-new electric Kia EV9, it's a three-row SUV, was named the North American Utility Vehicle of the Year by NACTOY jury. Now, this jury is made up of a lot of media people, quite a few, different age groups and all, in different type of media. You know, you have the social, the internet, the print, the radio, of course, the TV, etc. This is the third occasion in 5 years that the NACTOY jury was named a Kia vehicle as its top choice in the category, and the second win for Kia, an electric vehicle EV category. Now, the Kia EV9 represents a new three-row SUV segment, brand new for them. They're getting a little bigger on us with that three rows. That's right. Going to put the squeeze on that Expedition, the squeeze on maybe on that Suburban. The three finalists have been EVs or included EVs as part of the larger lineup. It illustrates where the segment is headed, folks. The win proves that the EV9 is not only a top utility vehicle, but it's also the top EV in the large category. Now, the EV9 was selected by 50 automotive experts from print, like I said, online, of course, internet, radio, and broadcast media. As part of the evaluation process, the NACTOY juries tested vehicles ranging from sports cars to pickup trucks and assessed criteria including design, safety features, performance, technology, driver satisfaction, user experience, and of course the last one, value, price. Now, this is following the heels of the Kia EV6 winning the prestigious accolade last year. The all-new Kia EV9 did it first time mass market three-row EV SUV in the United States with a starting MSRP $54,900 and an EPA, that's what we're looking for right there, EPA estimated 304 miles of all-electric range on the light, long-range rear-wheel drive. The 2024 Kia EV9, the 2024 Kia EV9 is also on sale now, of course, so limited inventory is available. So you need to head over, get over there, and look at your Kia dealership.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is future. 2024. Future. Are you looking forward to the future? Have you delivered, molded, made your past for your future? What have you done in the past that makes your future better? Think about that. Mold the past for the future. The word this week, future. I'm looking forward to it and going into the future with all of you. Thanks for being here. I'm Mark Evans, right here in the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho. Good to have you along. We are coast to coast. Good to have every one of you join me in the future. Thanks for joining me in the past, too. Keep on pushing the juice pedal, folks. Absolutely, and don't forget two more things. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
I'm a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.